So I'm Brett.
And I'm Carter, and we went on this crazy quest together.
To find the dumplings.
Which we did. We found lots of dumplings. So many dumplings that I really just wanted a plate of vegetables.
So we're at this dumpling festival, without any vegetables, in Zazriva.
It has two Z's, so you know it's amazing.
Seriously, the coolest name for a village ever. And we're just about to leave.
It's about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. We've been baking in the sun, eating super heavy, cheesy dumplings. And it was really time to find some air conditioning.
But then I saw this little hut, and I just had to go in.
I knew we'd want to go in, and I knew there'd be no air conditioning.
I just felt like I had to. I don't know why, but we had come all this way, and this hut was calling my name. We were on the other side of the world, and so far, we hadn't really found anyone to talk to us. And something, somehow, I knew this hut was the answer.
And it was.
It was.
It was so cool.
We actually found someone to talk to us.
I'm Miroslav Macek. I'm from Zazriva here. I have born here. This is very old house. There is a bee houses in this building. This is about 100 years old building, and it was staying near to this place. And there was a danger that this building will be destroyed by weather, by age. So I decided to move. To disassemble this building and move to the center of our village and assemble again and to create this museum of beekeeping. Nobody from my family was beekeeper. Mm-hmm. But I started this hobby, this very nice hobby, and I was, how to say, it is very nice for me, and I am I have another job, absolutely different job, and I love bees. This is my relax here. Uh-huh. So. I am a beekeeper, not commercial beekeeper. Mm-hmm. I have bee I have bee in my garden, in old beehives. This is my.
That one is so cool. The second.
This I make it by myself. This.
So you do the carving.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, but these old beehives, that it is not possible to produce a lot of honey from these mm-hmm. old style beehives.
And although the hives don't produce a lot of honey, well, they did produce something even better.
Oh boy, Carter got so excited about this.
We're tasting the honey Miroslav harvested, and he said, "Do you also want to try a drink?"
You should have seen Carter's face light up.
I knew that in Slovakia, there's a type of homemade alcohol distilled from plums, basically moonshine. I'd tried the commercial kind, but hadn't had the real stuff yet. This was my chance.
So Miroslav takes us back into the little beekeeping house, and he reaches into the back of one of these antique beehives he was just showing us. And he pulls out a canning jar full of alcohol.
Moonshine.
Homemade plum brandy infused with the honey he harvests.
This is pure alcohol with honey, of course.
Okay.
It's probably from plum. Mm-hmm. And with.
So did you distill this yourself? You can't say.
Okay. No.
That's a no with a slight nod of the head.
Wow. This is amazing.
And very, very fine. Also, women like this.
This is great. It was really good.
So, with honey and somewhat illicit alcohol lining our bellies,
and eyesight still intact.
Indeed. We asked Miroslav what he thinks of all of this, of a festival to celebrate dumplings, of a beekeeping museum, of the folk music you can hear in the background.
But this culture is dying. This maybe you see it everywhere that this culture is the age is changing and you can see this our history on action like this. Yeah, you can see the people in old costume, but just on few. Action like this, but we have to keep this tradition, traditions. This is why I decided to save this, what you see around, yeah? To keep it for next generation, because we have to keep it.
We came to Slovakia in search of a story about dumplings, but ended up with so much more. Food really does connect people, whether it's these dumplings that bring together a whole town to celebrate their history, honey that opens the door to a conversation with a stranger, or moonshine that definitely was not made in a bathtub.
It was more than that, though. We came here to find something mundane. Remember the first time we asked someone if they'd heard of halushki?
Yeah, they laughed. They scoffed.
It would be like asking an American if they knew what a Cheerio is.
Yeah, but they loved it.
They did, and that's really where the story comes from. From genuine curiosity about something so usual, and the willingness of other people to explore that with us.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So, should we go find some vegetables?
Yeah. I need some fiber.
Thank you so much for reading and listening to this experiment in storytelling. We actually set out with the goal of creating a podcast, and ultimately learned that it is exceedingly difficult to take your first stab at that in a country you've never been to, where you don't speak the language. So in the end, this little multimedia curiosity is what came to be. To share an adventure and a story of food, people, and the things that drive them. Special thanks to my friend Vanille Geronimo for the push to find this story. To Carter, who you heard earlier, for never saying no during a ridiculous adventure through Eastern Europe. And to our friend Stan Chaniga and his family in Slovakia, who shared so much time with us, including an epic miniature strawberry hunt, which is a whole story in itself, and helped us enthusiastically chart our course to find dumpling greatness in the towns of the Tatras Mountains. And with that, we'll let the sounds of the grazing sheep take us out.